Audio 23. Part 3. Listen and look. There is one example. What's Sophie's favourite subject?
Lovely to see you, Sophie.
It's very nice to see you too, Aunt Louise. How long are you staying in England?
Just 2 weeks. Let's go and have some tea and a cake.
I'd love to, but I must finish my science homework.
Is science still your favourite subject?
Yes, it is. But I like maths too this year, and geography.
Can you see the tick? Now you listen and tick the box. 1. What's Sophie doing tomorrow afternoon?
Are you free tomorrow morning? It's Saturday.
I'm really sorry, but I'm busy all day.
What are you doing?
I'm going ice skating in the morning with my best friend Alice. Then I'm having a piano lesson in the afternoon. And I'm helping Mum cook dinner tomorrow evening. Would you like to come?
Thank you. I'd love to.
2. What does Sophie want to do in the future?
Do you still want to be a famous chef in the future?
Well, you know I love cooking, but now I want to look after animals.
I always wanted to be a vet too, but now I'm an English teacher.
3. What type of house does Aunt Louise live in?
Here's a photo of the school where I work. And this is a photo of my new house. I don't live in a block of flats now. Come and visit me soon.
Has your house got a big garden?
Yes, it has. It's a detached house.
When did you move?
2 months ago.
4. How many rooms has Aunt Louise's house got?
How many rooms are there?
There's lots of space. There's one bedroom on the ground floor and there are 2 big bedrooms on the second floor. There's a room in the attic too. You'll love it.
Can Alice come too?
Of course she can.
5. What present has Aunt Louise bought Sophie?
I'm really sorry. I have to finish my homework.
No problem. Oh, before I go, here's something for you. Go on, open it.
What a lovely dress, Aunt Louise. Thank you.
I didn't know what to buy. I know you love chocolates, but chocolates are a bit boring. I hope it's the right size. You should try it on.
That's a good idea. Thanks, and see you tomorrow.